Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 8. God's Economy with His Dispensing in the Book of Jeremiah, Saturday. Related verses, Hebrews 4:12 and 14-16. For the Word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Having therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all respects like us, yet without sin. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Hebrews 7:25. Hence also he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward to God through him, since he lives always to intercede for them. Hebrews 10:21-22. And having a great priest over the house of God, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Colossians 3:1-2. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. Ephesians 1:17-18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 6:18, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Suggested reading. The book of Hebrews firstly shows us the heavenly Christ who is within the veil, within the Holy of Holies, as our High Priest, as the heavenly minister, and as the mediator of the new covenant. As our High Priest, he is there interceding for us, ministering all the riches of God into us. As the heavenly minister, he is carrying out his excellent ministry for us. And as the mediator of the new covenant, he is executing all the contents of the new covenant for our enjoyment. After showing us the heavenly Christ within the veil, the book of Hebrews encourages us to enter within the veil. Look away unto him and consider him, in order to receive the transfusion and infusion of him. Of course, we can only do this by exercising our spirit. Our spirit is joined to the heavenly Holy of Holies. When we turn to our spirit and exercise it, we enter within the veil. Here we participate in the heavenly ministry of the heavenly Christ. Here we are saturated and permeated with all the divine riches that make us the corporate reproduction of the firstborn Son of God for His expression. Here we receive grace and are strengthened to go outside the camp and follow him on the pathway of the cross. It is difficult for Christian readers to understand why the writer of Hebrews mentions the Spirit in 4:12. As he is comparing Christ with Judaism, he suddenly says, "The word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit." This verse shows us the key to experiencing Christ. Our spirit, which is joined to the Holy of Holies, the Lord Jesus Christ, is with our spirit. Grace is with our spirit. We must go to our spirit, the Holy of Holies, God's economy, and even the fulfillment of God's economy are all related to our spirit. What we need today is to enter within the veil by getting into the spirit. We should walk, live, and have our being according to the spirit. Sometimes as I am about to speak to certain people, I am checked. Will you say this from yourself or from him who is within you in your spirit? We may say the right thing, but we may say it by the wrong person, that is by ourself. We must say the right thing by the right person, and we must also do the right thing by the right person. Quite often we speak of loving the saints. However, we must be careful by what person we love others, by ourself or by Christ. We should not forget that as believers in Christ, we have two persons. We have ourself, the old person, and we have the Lord Jesus, the new person. We surely need to do the right thing, the good thing, the excellent thing, but we must go further to check by what person we do things. We should not live in our own person. Rather, we need to live according to the Spirit and remain in our spirit. At times we may laugh, but if we laugh too much, we get out of our spirit. Then we may silence ourselves and go to our bedroom to pray, "Lord, forgive me. I have laughed too much. I want to come back to my spirit to be with you." We need to remain in the spirit continuously. First, we need to call on him to exercise our spirit. Then we need to live according to our spirit. And then we remain in our spirit. In Revelation 1:10, the Apostle John said that he was in spirit on the Lord's day. That is, he was remaining in his spirit.